afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. After the state of Tennessee failed in its attempt to execute Tony Carruthers last month, defense attorneys were in a mad dash to preserve evidence. They wanted an independent doctor to examine him, not the same doctor who carried out the execution attempt or anyone else on the prison's payroll, but the courts declined to order that exam. On May 21st, Tennessee Department of Corrections staff and medical contractors tried to establish an IV into Carruthers' arms. When that failed, a doctor tried twice to cut into his chest and then once onto his shoulder before the execution was called off. Several of Carruthers' attorneys are also part of the lawsuit that challenges the state's latest lethal injection protocol. It's basically the written guidebook. They argue it fails to prevent cruel and unusual punishment. And they say that Carruthers' aborted execution paints a picture of the inept program. But ultimately, the court sided with the state and said the prison's staff could carry out the exam. The judge did order TDOC to preserve medical equipment used in the failed execution, as well as communications between staff that day. The state could appeal the order. Black bear encounters with humans are on the rise in Tennessee. Examining why can tell us more about bears' behaviors and habitat, making them an example of a signal species. These are animals, plants, and other organisms that give us clues about changes to our environment. On our show, This is Nashville, Mark Thurman with the Nature Conservancy explained Tennessee is chock full of species like these.
Tennessee is known for its biodiversity, 350 fish species, 400 species of native and migratory birds, 77 native mammals, 65 reptiles, 401 snails, 97 crayfish, 140 freshwater mussel species, 85 amphibians, which are your salamanders and frogs, and more than 3,000 varieties of plants.
Every week in June, WPLN and its partners through the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom will have a new installment of a series all about signal species. Future episodes will look into kudzu, armadillos, bats, and mussels, and how people can help preserve healthy ecosystems. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.